Welcome to the Attitude of Play podcast. We're going to focus on what lights us up and learn to cultivate the expectation that delight is possible in any moment. I'm so glad you're here. I'm your host, Kimberly Wheeler. Hi, welcome to the Attitude of Play podcast, where we learn to focus on what lights us up. I'm your host, Kimberly Wheeler. I'm so glad you're here. The attitude of play is cultivating a mindset where delight is possible in any moment. Not every moment, certainly, but holding the expectation that it could. We are innately wired to play. Every animal does it instinctually. Cats play, dogs play, alligators play. We're just wired to do it. But we learn to put it off. We put it off till recess. We put it off to the weekend. We put it off till vacation. We put it off till the kids are grown. We forget to hold space for the possibility of magic or awe in the next moment. And we lose permission to play. We have a lot to talk about on this one. We lose permission to play. To thrive, we must play. So what lights you up? How do you play? If you know, wonderful. We're going to celebrate and we're going to play show and tell. And if you don't know, you're in exactly the right place. I didn't know either. I had completely lost touch. Like all of us, I was an innately creative and playful child. And by 11, it was starting to get harder to play Barbies. And by the time I finished grad school, it had been completely ground out of me. It was gone. It felt dead, extinguished. Man, I mourned it. I was negative and I complained a lot. I endured losing my mom and my brother only 3.5 months apart. And a year later in the spring, I was just desperate to let go of grief. So I planted a tomato seed in a cup on the windowsill. And when that seed split open and sprouted, it was like I'd been cracked open as well. A technicolor passion for gardening. Sorry, that was a... Sorry about that. I laugh a lot too. A technicolor passion of gardening just poured out of me. And I just devoured that wonderful, luscious Latin language of all the botanical names. And I went to the Northwest Flower and Garden Show. And it was like an explosion in my brain. I remember exactly where I was standing and the angle of the light in the room, and that I was looking at something blue and something with a fence. And that's about all I remember. But the feeling was realizing that gardening is art. It's whimsy, it's beauty, it's color, it's texture, it's playfulness, it's just pure artistry, pure play. So what lights me up these days is playing with color and light. Metallic paint, shiny beads, power tools, lamp parts, DIY remodeling. And witnessing beauty and humor and wisdom is a way to play in the world. So what to expect from this podcast? Mostly off-the-cuff, in-the-moment conversations with you like this, an occasional guest. I'm occasionally profane, and I'll go ahead and mark those for you. And I'm not somebody who's going to be releasing an episode every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on the dot. We'll see how it flows. It'll be hopefully regular in its irregularity. So why am I doing this? Because I want to create an artist's life where I get to spend my time making really cool shit. I want to connect with you for show and tell. I want to teach, hold play shops. I haven't got it all figured out yet. Obviously, we're just starting, but the podcast is the tell and we'll figure out the show. So when we play, when we let ourselves feel delight, we light up. Once we're reminded what that feels like, we learn to pay attention and make choices that bring us toward that feeling more often. This is an attitude you can cultivate. You are already wired for it. Just kind of lost track of it. I understand how to help other people create change in their life. I'm a psychologist and a remodel coach, as well as an artist, a gardener, and a kitty mama. I've relearned how to focus on what lights me up. It's a teachable skill. Come along, because it's all about the attitude of play.
Thank you so much for listening. Oh my gosh, I hope you had fun. Focusing on what lights us up connects us with delight and awe, creativity and joy. This is where the juice and the magic of life is. As you move through the week, notice what kindles your sense of delight and do more of that. And if you'd like more, come find me on Instagram. You can find me at Kimberly Play of Light. You can see more about how I play and also about how we can help you find what lights you up. And I'll give you a big hint. It's all about the attitude of play. See you next time.